Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. This episode, I'm going to talk about the biggest differences between paid traffic and free traffic and why I seriously think you should consider using paid traffic in your e-commerce store if you aren't already. So things have changed a lot in the last decade. Google used to be a lot easier to rank in the organics, and you could literally get a site ranked within a month or so, and it's different now. There's a lot more competition out there. The algorithms have changed quite a bit, and unless you're like a serious SEO guy and you know like all the techniques to get really good backlinks and, you know, to really drive traffic through free traffic methods, it's very difficult to get SEO rankings quickly. So if you're just getting started out, or even if you've started out but you haven't tried paid traffic yet, I highly recommend getting traffic to your store using paid traffic methods. I'll go over a couple of those here. They're really simple and they're not that difficult to set up. There is a little bit of technical stuff you need to figure out first, but all the methods of doing it, they actually have courses and they have training on how to do it. So it's not that hard to figure out. So the first method I highly recommend, it depends on what you're selling, but Google AdWords is really good. So Google AdWords has a lot of different paid ads methods you can use, and one of them is search text ads. So search text ads are cool because you can target specific keywords. So like if the product has a clear brand and model name, you can target that brand and model name in, you know, either a exact match or phrase match style keyword. And if you don't know what that means, it's just basically a type of keyword that Google will recognize when someone types in a search term. So if you're looking for Apple MacBook and you put the exact match brackets around it, which are special brackets, then, you know, unless somebody types in exactly the word Apple and MacBook, it won't show up. If you use phrase match, if somebody types in new Apple MacBook for sale, it will still show up. And if you just type the keyword without any brackets or without any parentheses, then you get a general keyword, and it'll show up for all sorts of related stuff, and you don't usually want to do that. So search text ads are really cool because you're going to save money, and because you're only going to pay when people are actually going to click on your ad. If they just see your ad, then you're not actually going to pay for it. So it's kind of cool because if you consider like magazines and newspaper ads, you actually have to pay just to have your ad placed, right? So even if somebody doesn't call you, you're still paying for that placement. So Google ads are really cool that way. So search text ads is the first way. I highly recommend getting that set up for your store. There's a few ways to do it, and I recommend, like, it depends on your store, but specifically for niche sites, it's really easy to determine what keywords you want to be ranking for. So send someone to your homepage for the general niche keyword, right? But then also for sure on your homepage, you have to have some sort of a funnel or a email opt-in pop-up that pops up and gets their email address, because you want to capture those leads, right? For someone that's just generally searching for something at the top of the sales funnel. But set that up. Set up search text ads to go to your collections pages if you're in Shopify, and that means basically like product types and brands. So any brand keyword or product type keyword, have them sent to those collection pages, and then of course you still want to have that pop-up show up and captures their email address. And you can even have graphics that are on your website to get them to opt in other ways as well, and I recommend doing that too. And the other way you should do it, of course, and this is the most important, of course, is sending people directly to product pages with search text ads. So bid on the product name and model and SKU number even too, if that's relevant to your niche and your products. The SKU number sometimes is relevant, and it can be very powerful to bid on that SKU number. So that it all just depends, but like sending traffic to all these different pages is really great because you're sending traffic from Google, people that are searching Google that are on all different steps of the sales funnel, people that are in the top, the middle, and the bottom of the sales funnel, which is really cool. So you get a good mix of everybody. You get lots of people on your email list. You can follow up with them with the automated email sequence flows from Klaviyo that you can set up. And it's a great way to get people going. Now, that's very inexpensive. Search text ads usually are pretty cheap to run. You know, you pay somewhere between 25 to like 75 cents per click, and people may see your ad, you know, 100 times before they actually click on it or whatever. So, you know, CTR is usually between 1% and 2%. Sometimes it's a lot higher because, you know, your ad doesn't show up that often, and when it does, it ranks at the very top of the page and people will click it. But regardless, it's a great way to get your ads to show up. So search text ads are really cool. You don't need to have a feed to do search text ads. You do need to have some kind of basic understanding of sales copy. So saying things like free shipping and no sales tax and percentage discount off and you know, free gift, or all those things you should definitely say in the ad, and it gets people to click through. All right, the other type of paid traffic Google offers that I highly recommend getting going is product listing ads. And product listing ads are little pictures that show up at the top of the search results with prices and with your store name. And it can also show up in Google Shopping results. So a lot of people go to Google Shopping and search for products there. And this works really well for high-priced products specifically. And Google product listing ads aren't as optimized as search text ads as far as keyword traffic goes. So you have to use negative keywords to tell Google what not to show your ad for. It's kind of the opposite way. So they'll just determine what they think they should show your ad for when you send them your feed through like a Google Shopping app on Shopify, for instance, if you use Shopify. But you have to tell Google what you don't want it to show for. So every single day, get in there and check the negative keywords. And if you don't know anything about paid ads yet, we'll just go and search on YouTube on how to do it. Just how to, you know, set up Google product listing ads. There's tons of videos on it. And I'm making a course and I'll have that available for you guys soon as well. So Google product listing ads are really cool. And it works the same way as search text ads. I recommend setting up one campaign with three ad groups, one for product names to send to product pages, of course. One for brand names, you're still going to send them, that's still going to send them to the product pages, but specifically it's going to bid less than product keywords. And of course there's one for, you know, just product type keywords and other generic keywords, bid the lowest on that one. It's going to be sending people to product pages as well, but if you have that pop-up set up, then people will be able to opt in and they get to the product page or get a discount or something like that, and you'll get them on your list. So yes, product listing ads are highly converting ads, but they aren't the only ads you should run. I highly recommend setting up your full gamut of advertising so that you really get the most out of somebody who's searching online for a certain product to buy. Because if you imagine like someone who goes online to Google, they search a product and then they might, you know, come back later, they might go on their smartphone, search again, they might go on Facebook, you know, and then they'll see your ad again there. They might go in their email inbox, and if they signed up for your list, they'll see your email there. So if you show up multiple times for people, they'll trust you more as a company, and they'll actually definitely feel better about doing business with you, and they'll feel like you have better follow-up and better customer service beforehand, so they'll feel like you have better customer service after the sale. So setting up all your different ads and setting up all your remarketing and stuff like that is really important, and that gets me to the third type of Google ads that I really recommend doing, which is basic display network remarketing ads, and specifically dynamic, because dynamic means that it's what it's going to show the customer, the potential customer, it's going to show them only products that they viewed on your website that they're interested in. So it's a lot more targeted to what they want. You can also set up static remarketing ads. Those can just be any graphic that says, you know, discount off and stuff like that. And yes, that works great too. And I definitely recommend doing that. But dynamic remarketing ads are going to show the products they're interested in. So it'll get them right back to that product page if they're ready to buy at that moment. So that's pretty cool. So definitely set up all those different types of ads. You can also do YouTube ads on Google AdWords. So you can show up the bottom of YouTube videos, or you can show a video ad if you want to create a video ad too for products, for brands, for product types, or just for your store in general. And those are really great as well to use for remarketing purposes, because if someone lands on your site and then goes to YouTube, watches a video, and sees your whole video ad about your store later, that's pretty powerful, and that really can get them to trust you and stuff like that. So highly recommend doing that because it's really, really cool. So Google AdWords, I definitely suggest for high ticket items, for expensive products that you want to sell online. Now for cheap products, it's a whole different strategy. And especially if you're, you know, drop shipping from AliExpress in China to the States, you definitely want to go through Facebook advertising. Facebook advertising works a little bit differently, and your niche selection should be different as well. It's more based upon people's passions than it's based upon people's needs and wants. So think about like somebody's like very passionate about playing baseball. Well, if they were looking for, you know, a baseball bat specifically, they might type a baseball bat. But if someone's really passionate about baseball and that's their lifestyle, they might really be interested in some sort of a weird accessory that helps them, you know, some sort of a speedometer or something like that. They can measure the speed of the pitch that they're throwing, you know. Little strange products like that are really cool. And if they're low cost enough, like around 30, 50 bucks or less, you know, then it's an impulse buy. And so if they see it on their Facebook feed or Instagram feed, and you see this a lot with Shopify stores, then you can, and you can do this as an entrepreneur, you can set all this stuff up. They will probably buy it, right? And it's pretty common. I see this a lot over the holidays for sure. Tons of stores are doing all these gadgets and stuff like that. I see a lot of survival gadgets. See a lot of these, what else did I see? I saw a lot of different things. Just check your Instagram feed And, you know, I implore you, if you're an entrepreneur, click through the ads and check out the websites and stuff like that. I always do that, and I like to screenshot their website and kind of see, like, the conversion rate optimization techniques they use to try to get people to click through and close the sale. Because some of the websites have some pretty cool stuff, and they have really good upselling techniques and things like that, too. So definitely dive into websites when you see ads, because it can really help you improve your own website. So I recommend doing that for sure. So you can do Facebook ads for high-ticket products, too, but you have to understand that it's a little bit different, because nobody's actively searching for a product on Facebook. It's kind of like it's an interruption. It's like a TV ad when you're on your TV watching a show, you know? So if you're going to show somebody a TV ad, you have to really focus on capturing their attention really strong, right? So you kind of have to create it just like as if it was another Facebook post, like a viral Facebook post or something like that, and then have a really strong call to action to get them to click through and get more information. And what you want is you want them to click, because as soon as they click to your website, you can have their cookie. You can put a cookie on their computer, and then you can remarket to them, and that's the key. So they might not buy the first time, but if you remarket to them, you know, 5-10 times through different methods, like dynamic, you know, search. You can do search text ads. You can do remarketing ads in the like I was talking about with Google AdWords and the display network. You can also do more remarketing with Facebook, remarketing with YouTube. If you have that whole funnel set up, no matter where you get the initial lead from, you're going to remarket to them multiple times. And email, of course, is one of the most important ones. Forgot to mention that, but all those things matter. And if you have it all set up properly, then you're way more likely to get more sales that way. So it takes some time to set up for sure, and it can be a little bit expensive in the beginning. But once you get it going and it's really good and flowing, you can just keep adding more to it. And you'll start seeing sales after the first 30, 60 days for sure, like consistently. So it's pretty cool. Facebook ads with high ticket products definitely specifically should be done for people in the top of the funnel, because no one's going to buy a $1,000 product plus, you know, impulse buy decision, unless they're the right target market. And you can do that. You can target people that are in the higher demographics, like make 100 to 250,000 a year. But, you know, that's still kind of rare. You know, if somebody, even though they make that much money, they're probably still not just going to throw it at something. They got to do more research and make sure it's right for them. A lot of these expensive products, you know, they're pretty complicated products and, you know, whatever. So you have to do more, a little bit more work to get them to become buyers. So the key is teaching people. So what I think is, in Facebook ads for expensive items, you should definitely sell like your buying guides and stuff like that, and your blog posts, any reviews you have, any sort of best of guides, you know, things like that, even how-to guides that you've created on your website. Throw up Facebook ads for that kind of stuff. You're going to get people onto your website reading content they're interested in consuming. And then after they're reading content, they'll get a pop-up or something, and they'll sign up for your email list, or they'll get your cookie and they'll get remarketed to. And at the bottom of your blog post, you can put an app into your Shopify store so it shows products related to that blog post. I highly recommend doing that. That's really cool. But the key is you want to make it easy for them, and you also want to be able to follow up with them through ads and through email. Especially if you sell really expensive products, get their phone number. Well, you get the email opt-up, and then follow up with a phone call as well, because it's a lot more professional that way for sure. So those are the two main methods of advertising. And you know, email marketing is like the third, really, because if you think about it, email marketing is almost foundational to like everybody these days. Everybody has an email account, and everybody looks at their email account. Whether they're going to open your email or not, they're going to see your company name showing up in their email inbox, and it's going to make them remember you, and it's going to make them remember the time that they went on that shopping trip to your store, and it's going to make them think about it, so that, you know, as long as you get that, you know, marketing touch every single day until they're ready to buy, it's more likely they'll buy from you. So Google ads, Facebook ads, email marketing is pretty inexpensive until you build a really big list, and then you get a little bit expensive, but it should get a really high ROI for you. A lot of people, you know, they report 20 to 30%, even more. Some people report up to 50% of the revenue coming through email, just because it's such an influential part of the entire sales funnel process is email. So consider that, guys. I really definitely recommend doing paid ads. I just can't recommend it enough. It's a great way to get leads. A lot of people are searching. It's very difficult to rank in the organics now. You can get organic sales, and I highly recommend doing SEO stuff, but I don't recommend doing it first. I recommend doing SEO after you set up your paid ads funnels and your email marketing and content funnels. The SEO stuff can come later, and you should build SEO into your store as you go. A couple quick things about SEO. The number one important thing, I think, is internal linking. So if someone lands patterns on your website, you want to provide them links through your content, which is just anything written on your website, to other parts of your website. So if any page mentions, you know, this, this, or that, you know, link them to blog posts, link them to products, link them to collections and other parts of your website. Not only does that help the consumer browse your website like it was a Wikipedia article or something like that, but it helps the search engines browse your website and rank pages better. So internal linking is a great way to do it. Just do it within the content and you'll get ahead. You'll get way ahead and help people browse your website super easy. Giving people lots of like little links to click is great. Some people honestly just like clicking through websites. People love engaging with stuff, and links are a great way to do that. Now, the other way to do SEO, which is super, super important, well, there's two more things I want to talk about really quick. Keyword research. You definitely want to look up keywords that you want to be ranking for each page of your website. This includes collection pages, product pages, and your homepage, and your blog posts, and all your other pages too. So make sure you have target keywords for each page and that you actually rank for them. And one of my favorite SEO tools for keyword research is kwfinder.com, so I can definitely recommend that one. And the third SEO technique I recommend learning about is getting backlinks. Backlinking is really important, and getting backlinks specifically from relevant websites that are very big in your space, very important. My favorite SEO tool for figuring out how backlinks are from websites, whether they're worth getting backlinks from or not, is ahrefs.com, A-H-R-E-F-S.com. And a lot of SEOs love that tool. It's very expensive, but there's a free version and a free trial, so you can get that too. Definitely check that out and find out where your biggest competitors are getting their backlinks from, and then just go to your blogs in your space and forums and stuff and see where they get backlinks from. And even try to just get backlinks from them. You can see, the domain authority and the page authority of certain big blogs and forums, and see if they're worth getting backlinks from. If they are, you can create a profile or post a forum thread and put a link in your profile or on a forum, and then on a blog you post a comment or something like that and put a link back to your website. Don't be spammy about it. Be helpful and just be friendly, and you'll get along and not get blocked. So. You can also reach out to these people without having to just post randomly on their website, but actually email them or something like that and ask them for a backlink. You can offer them free content, like a guest post, in exchange for a link back to your website, or you can just offer them money in exchange for some sort of a banner ad or some sort of an advertisement on their website that links back to your website as well. So consider those options. That's a really great way to get backlinks. And all this will help you rank on the Google SERP, search engine results page, the first page of the search engines. If you're at the top in the ads, you're in the organic listings, you're at the bottom and top in the search text ads, if you're on YouTube and Facebook and you are all over people's email inboxes, if you're all over the place and you're always showing up in people's lives, then you're definitely going to get the sales. So just focus on that. If you're building your business, maybe if you're in the beginning stages, just know there's a lot more to build out. If you're in the middle stages, don't stop now, keep building. Consider that your business is not going to be a full-time income until you finish these funnels. So if that's your goal, then build out the funnels. And if you need training, seek mentorship. I have a course, if you're just starting out, it's a free dropshipping course. It's at ecommerceparadise.com. You can go check that out. If you're just trying to choose your niche, right now I have a dropship niche hacks course, which is really cool. I show in-depth online research, actual research on the internet I do to find competitive people that are actually already selling in that niche, determine what the best sellers are, if they're good products to sell, and if it's going to be a profitable niche or not. So definitely check out those courses. I'm working on more as well, and have a whole coaching program coming up very soon here this year. So I'm excited to offer that to you guys and to help start teaching people how to become entrepreneurs and how to grow their entrepreneurial career to the next level. So excited for that. And let me know what you guys think too. And we'll see you guys out there. Thanks for listening and take care.